is the Guru a manifestation of Srimati Radharani or Nityananda Prabhu, depending in the rasa he is situated in, or depending on the disciple attraction to a specific rasa?
Who are you?
This is Rasacharya Maharaj. Rasacharya
Maharaj.
Yes.
What do you say?
He's asking if the Guru is a manifestation. The Guru, it's in the Shastra. The Guru represents Nityananda or Radharani, depending on the ras.
Depending?
On the rasa.
Yes.
So his question is, depending on the rasa he is situated in, does he represent Nityananda or Radharani, or the disciple's taste, the disciple's attraction to a specific rasa?
I don't follow.
The disciple is coming with an attraction, perhaps Sakya Ras, maybe Madhurya Ras. So,
in his development, gradually it will come within, with the arrangement of the soul, from the identification of the body and the mind, and even coming out of the renunciation tendency, and in the service. Then the first way, whether in Vaikuntha or in Goloka, has to be decided that. If not, he is satisfied after staying some time in Vaikuntha, then he will get connection of the higher sadhu agent, and he will be taken on the higher sphere. In Brihad Bhagavatam, you might have read, it is clearly depicted there. Then gradually he will go somewhere else on the way to Ayodhya, from there to Dwarka, from there to Vrindavan. And the arrangement, according to the arrangement in the heart, environment will be tasteless gradually. Chidi, Kothana, in Hyderabad Mot. He is the Acharya of that Mot at present in this calm. He had a talk with Purnananda and he told that I shall go to see Sridhar Maharaj during Gaur Purnima ceremony. He showed much cruel attitude towards Madhav Maharaj in Bombay Mart, Vrindavan. Vrindavan also, or Bombay, was very rudely dealt with Madhav Maharaj and the Atsanadatya. But now, a little change has come in him. Once today, he Trivikram Maharaj to defeat, and no necessity. That will be waste of energy. By his Krishna's will, everything will be. Whatever he wants, that would come. So I had no idea in the beginning. Always I was saying, wait and see, wait and see. For a year or two, wait and see. Then appeal to them for you to remove your grievance. Appeal to them to remove your grievance. Then I told, then all the affected people combine and they give some ultimatum to them, combined ultimatum. If you don't take notice of our grievances, then we shall combine and we shall have to do our own way, helping the disappointed. rejected, we shall form an association as a relief work. As a relief work we shall begin in an organized way. Those are the cast away, dissatisfied, disappointed, to collect them together and try to help them. They will go from the path of Swami Maharaj and the Mahaprabhu and the Krishna consciousness. And that was done gradually within 5 years or so. Now if Lord wishes, it will thrive. Otherwise what he wants, that may take place. I have not the mind to oppose them. Organized opposition? No. That is it. Swami Maharaj has done by the grace of the Lord in a short time such magnitude of great activity. That should not be given any opposition. Only a relief for flying for and you have relief for. According to the Sukriti and the inner adaptability, the awakenment which is affected by the circumstantial influence, the awakenment, with the awakenment the inner soul as it comes to comes out to, with some test, and according to that test he will adjust himself with the environment. According to his internal test he will find, these are my own, this paraphernalia, these friends, this type of service, this seems to be my own, very, very tasteful, very, very tasteful according to test. You may kill some sort of food and some animals may be let loose. According to their choice they will take the food. So the awakened soul, he will be able to select proper environment for him. Inner taste will guide him. This is very very charming. This is charming, attracting my heart. I rather seem to be helpless. I can't control me. So much attraction I feel for the particular thing. In that way you will be directed. Intuition will direct him. What we say here to be intuition. There also intuition, an undiscovered tendency in the self, that will come to the selection for acceptance, elimination and acceptance. Selection and elimination, that will go. With the sadhana, with the process of the realization, elimination and the selection, that will come, sadhana. So gradually it will take to why you have come, you are perhaps under Christianity, mostly. What you have come, why Krishna consciousness attracted your soul, your inner heart. You have some sort of conception of some religion. But why you left that? So many formality, such association, so many friends within that circle. Why you have left? Who to take you here in Krishna consciousness? Where from you come? Taking some risk. The country, the society, the religious conception. Why you have left them and come forward for Krishna consciousness as a general? That tendency will again push into the selection of different departments of service in Krishna consciousness. That inner tendency, inner liking, hankering, that will say, this sort of service is very pleasing to me. I can't but associate with this sort of service. That would be right. Cooperation with Chaitya Guru, the Guru inside, dictator inside. His Guru is outside and inside. When we cannot catch the dictation of the inside dictator Guru, we want some guidance from the Mahant Guru outside and the scripture. And when we reach a certain stage, from there our ruchi may guide us. Our inner dictating tendency, that may guide us like intuition. As birds, beasts, they are guided by intuition.
Maharaj? It seems that there's so many of our God brothers who are leaving the association of Krishna, of ISKCON. Are we to understand? And but yet they're still not coming to hear from you.
What did I say?
He's saying many devotees have left the ISKCON movement. They are finding reasons not to come.
Yes.
Yes, it is not a very easy thing to swallow. So many difficulties in the way. The previous tendency and also the possibility of offenses in the choice of free will. In the choice of free will, the defect is there. It is not a perfect thing. Sadhana means acceptance and elimination, but in there also so many difficulties and disturbances. From the past tendency, they do not allow us. I know it is right to do, but my previous tendency won't allow me to accept and to undergo that penances or pain that is necessary for the service. So many difficulties in Upasakha, that says, Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna, Kintu Jadi Datar Sange Uthe Upasakha, Lab Puja Patishthadi, Asankatar Lekha, Shek Jal Paiya Upasakha Bari Jai, Stabdhaya Mool Sakha Bari Tena Pai. The creeper of devotion, it becomes a sprout and gradually grows. But Kaviraj Goswami says here, the creeper is there, main creeper of devotion, but there are so many weeds. They get that watering, nursing, and so many weeds may also grow along with the main creeper of devotion. What are they? Radhar Sanghe Uti Upasaka. Lab Puja Patishthadi Yata Upasaka. The question of lab and gain, very apparent gain something, mainly position, otherwise the appreciation creates so many enemies. Growth means creates some enemies also. Come new enemies come. Saga, love, puja. To gain maybe for money, to the love of women, then prasthita, the for fame, hankering for fame, popularity, so many things may come. When one is growing up, so many difficulties come on the way to check it. And we have to remove them consciously. So many difficulties come on the way, and we have to save us from so many so-called enemies of our aspiration. With the help of Guru and Sadhu and Scripture, our own sincerity, and then gradually we shall grow. As much as I should go, there also we shall find some other difficulty. So, it is not yet full of roses. The path is not full of roses, you may think. It is a difficult path to walk on. Then as much as we go nearer to the goal, we become more and more free. In the beginning, variegated difficulties come to check us. Our previous karmaphal tendency of different types, they chase us to keep us within their jurisdiction. But when anyhow meeting these difficulties, passing them, conquering them, if we can make some progress, go further, as much as we shall go higher, difficulties will be lessened. But still, some sort will follow, especially pratishtha. So, trinada vishuni, taruda vishveshnu, amani manado. When wandering in the path, we shall be well equipped with these helping mood. Then less opposition we shall have to meet. Trinada vishuni, humbler than a blade of grass. So I won't allow myself to be a cause of hitch with the environment. I won't allow myself to be the cause of any hitch with the environment. First, nature, mood. Second, swahishnu, tarurapi. Still, if attack comes from outside, I shall try to forbear it silently, without giving any opposition. Silently. Amani. I won't try to have any popularity, any good name or fame. I won't hanker. At the same time, I shall have to give proper respect to the environment, to everyone that are in the environment, outside. We shall offer respect, but we don't draw any respect. We won't desire any respect from outside. In this way, we shall try to go on our way. Then less difficulty we have to face. Again, when we are in a mission, in an organization, then under the guidance of the higher, realized soul, then we can face many dangers. When you go to preach, so many difficulties we shall have to face. But with the help of the higher guidance, we can fight, we can subdue them, or we can invite them to the higher leader. In this way, we can give opposition for opposition. Preaching means offensive for offensive. We shall attack there. At that time we shall not take that. We shall give no opposition to the outside. Be patient. No. When we are engaged in preaching and Sodya, we shall approach and face opposition. And I shall try to disarm him. If he can't, I shall invite him to be disarmed, to my guru to be disarmed. And this way I shall go on, carrying the orders of the Vaishnava. There, if I am wounded also by the local environment, but my spiritual stamina will increase by obeying the order of the higher agents. Vaishnava, Avishpalam, Seva. Thereby I shall be more benefited. Vaishnavi Pratishtha. I want any popularity from the ordinary public. They are almost insane. But I want position in the eye of the masters of my Gurudev. Yes, he is an encouraging boy. He will prosper. When they will look on me with some affection of encouragement, that will be my capital. They are liking for me, that would be my capital. Their goodwill, that will be my capital in my way towards passage, my way towards higher self. But when alone we are in a solitary place, we are going on with chanting the name, then also, of course, the sthenarupi sunita must be strictly observed. But when fighting another general in a preaching campaign, our attitude should be a little different, more towards carrying out the order of the higher spiritual general. That will be more love, more gaining.
Guru Maharaj, Bhajan Narayan is derived. Bhajan Narayan Prabhu is derived.
Bhajan Narayan Prabhu?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Suddenly fell from the sky.
Yes.
Where is Anuradha?
She is still in Canada.
She is Canada?
Yeah.
Not well?
She is well, but some more tests, examinations has to be done in her. She should come in a month.
So the progress is very slow.
Yes. Yes.
But improving.
Improving.
But it may take time.
Yeah.
She may not join Mahaprabhu's birth celebration.
She will. She will try.
Will try.
Yes.
Then you will have to go back again.
Only to Calcutta.
To take her, or anyone will come.
Only to Calcutta. She will come to Calcutta alone.
Calcutta alone?
Yes, and from Calcutta.
Of course it will be easy to take her from there. All right. Now, where from you are coming? From Calcutta?
Yes, from Calcutta.
You have not eaten anything, prasadam? Voltaire ki aate, go wash your hand and feet and take some prasadam, then I shall talk with you.
Okay.
For that. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Yes. Adino. Yes. Do you have
We've seen sometimes our disciple going to Maya after asking permission. We've seen sometimes our disciple, a devotee, going to Maya after being denied permission.
Yes, previous tendency, always trying to draw back. The acquired tendency. When we are wandering in this world, we are acquiring so many acquiring reaction. Whatever action we are doing, we are incurring some opposite reaction. So they are in very subtle forms stored in our mind. And whenever I shall go, they draw back. They draw us from that side. So it is not easy. Whenever I like to do anything smoothly, I shall do. It is not possible. So many things, attractions for different things, they will. Wherever you go, say for me, you have taken this loan from me, and please clear the loan and then you go. So many things in the environment will come and stand on the way. As you go, clear my loan, and then I shall allow you to go. Hundreds and thousands will come to flock on the way. So it is not the easy to bother. We must have strength, and above all, we must have some divine favor. Mumamaya Dhyotkaya in Bhagavad Gita. You see my potency. That Maya potency, illusory potency, misconception, that also backed by me. So, as your sweet will dismiss her, it is not possible. If you go to fight with her alone, you will be defeated. The time is of number. But if you have some certificate, some recommendation from me, then the maya, the misunderstanding, will let you lose and sometimes show the way to get out. Mama maya dhvata, mame bhaji prapajvanti. If you surrender to me, and that is sincere, then the maya is not courageous enough to give opposition to you. Because when she can know that you have got my backing, then she will easily withdraw. And even when a jiva soul is liberated, maya comes with very submissive attitude. Oh, why do you need me, my Lord? Please stay with me, I shall try to be with you in all respects. Why do you give me? In this way, the Mukta gives, comes to the status of a Shiva, Mahadeva, and liberated. Then Maya offers him, why do you give my Lord? He said, you stay here with me, I shall serve you, try to satisfy you according to my mind. In this way. And when under my regime has clutches, he plays with him like anything. Can't allow him to go away, come away. So many loans you have got here, there. But eternity, from each time, eternally you are roaming, wandering within my domain, and incurring debt. everybody where you were eating, and you were seeking comfort, help from many ways, and that is getting loan from me. And that loan must be cleared in different innumerable phases. You have made loan. Who is there? So it is not a very easy thing. Only when backed by the divinity, higher power than Maya, then Maya becomes gentle, does not come forward with much distortion. Mamirji prapadjanti, Maya metang prapadjanti. Who comes, who surrenders to me, and I accept his surrender, that yes, he was mine, and he wholesale devoted himself to me, surrendered, and I accept, yes, I accept you, then Maya has come to disturb you. Because she knows that I have that like his master, his Lord, her Lord. Her Lord is backing her. He's. So, he becomes selfish. So, your sadhak, according to the degree of his surrender, according to the degree of the acceptance coming from higher, the condition coming from higher, his progress is determined. Not a very easy thing. But we have seen all who are sincere, they get recommendation from above. Mahi kalyan kitkasti dhugati tapadasati. When sincerely one is attempting, then the Lord is omniscient. He sees everything. He comes for his sympathy. And then his way is clear. In accordance with his sincere surrender. That is the only way. Sharanagati. Surrender. Prapanna. Prapanna jivanamati. Ambrosia. So he has so many stories, tales of the surrender devotees. We are encouraged to surrender ourselves. And we get the chance. So, Prapanna Jivanamrita, there are many quotations from very dignified sadhu, saints. And if you go through that, then you get encouragement to you. So, so many devotees in different, so many different stages, they are speaking like this, they are feeling, sentiment is like this. By all this, we are much, feel much encouraged to surrender. And if we can surrender, encouraged by that example, then according to surrender, the release comes from above, to help us. Saranagati, that is the only thing that. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Saranagati. Very memorable. That is translated also by me. Very, very helpful for devotion and love. In Prapanna Jivanamrita I have also collected many valuable passages from many saints and put together to me the classification. That will help us. Faith. One of my God brothers, very senior God brother, he told me once that you have written Saranagati. Every day I read one chapter. He is perhaps the senior most of all our God brothers, Paramananda. At the age of 13 he came to Arjuna. Paramananda Brahmacharya. He told me Vyadas read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, but I read your Prapanna Jivanamita one chapter every day. There are so many sayings of so many great devotees are very beautifully arranged and placed there in the science system. I like very much that. He gave a great satisfaction to me. So perhaps you are the earliest devotee, disciple of Arjuna. I wrote there in a cottage, that sitting place, there was a cottage from 1932. I entered into the cottage here, and I compiled it here. 3 years ago. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
I just have a question.
I
just have a more of a personal question I would like to ask. I came over here intending to stay to Gaur Purnima and have your association. But I'm just wondering lately if I will be able to stay that long.
Yes, you would have to do some service. And sometimes staying here, sometimes doing service. To stay is not a physical thing. Body may be far away, but we may stay nearby. Only by our submission. Submission of a soul to another soul means its association and not bodily association, the attitude. The attitude of a soul to another soul, that means the real association, not bodily. Closeness is association. Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami wanted to stay with Mahaprabhu in Puri. Mahaprabhu told, no. You go to Vrindavan, what I say, do that. Then you will be with me. But you will come to thrust your own wing on me. That does not mean that you are coming and living in my association. Soul's association, not barred by any distance, physical distance, material distance, only submission, our attitude of submission, that takes us to a particular soul. Physically he may be far away, but he will be near only when his hardness to receive his direction in that mood, then only he can associate. Physically you may live together, but of different type, different thought, different mentality. So, it is necessary sometimes to stay. Always eating does not give nourishment, but eating in suitable time, that can give nourishment. So taking something and distributing that, then someone again to take capital and to distribute in this way. Salon kirtan, salon kirtan. To listen to and to give thanks to that feeling. From the higher capitalist to take something and to give to the lower. Again vacant, again to take, again in this way transaction should be made. So this John Edmondson, what does he say? He may reach here. Within?
Before the end of February.
Within?
Before the end of this month.
Oh, before the in the last week of February?
Yes.
We may expect.
Yes.
Today is 11th or 12th?
12th.
12th.
Chanted the name of Krishna at least once. But the following year, he says that Avaishnava is somebody who always chants the name of Krishna. Then what? I don't understand very well why he gave two different answers to the same question. Could you please explain?
Yes, I don't remember the narration very clearly, but I have some hazy recollection. What you repeat it, first year the Kulingami people, they approached him and put the question, whom should I understand to be a Vaishnava? Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yes,
it is. Then he first told that in however you will find a single name of Krishna in the leaves, you may take him as Krishna. Then again they put the same question. Then he told, when you find, without stop, incidentally one is taking the name of Krishna, you will know him as the real devotee and you will try to serve him. Third time, if you find anyone, a devotee of Krishna, by whose sight you feel to take the name of Krishna, then he will be the highest type of devotee of Krishna. These three classes are divided. But the name must be free of offense, not namabhas or namaparadha. If you find a single name, real name, pure, one, spiritual name, in the deeds of any gentleman, you will take him as a devotee of Krishna. This is Kanishthadika. And the next higher, intermediate, whenever you find one is taking, trying to take the name of Krishna always, always, then you will try, if you find such person who tries to take the name of Krishna almost always, a tendency, you will try to serve him, and there he will be benefited. But, and if it is possible in your fortune, fortunately if you can find any Vaishnava such, that whenever you come to see him, you find excitement in you to take the name of Krishna. Jahare dekhije mukhe aise Krishna naam. Whenever you come to his association, you feel the tendency within you to take the name of Krishna. Then if you find that type of devotee, then you will try your best to do anything for him. That is he is saying. Three classes of devotion we find in Bhagavata in one type, Archayame Bharai, Japuyan Sadhare Nosad Bhakti Janesu. আর ঈশ্বরী তদধীনে সুবাদিসে সুদীশা প্রেমে কৃপা অপেক্ষা যকরতি সমধ্যম। আর আত্মন সর্বভূতেষু যশ্বীত ভগবত ভাবমাত্মন ভূতানি ভগবত আত্মনেশ ভাগবতোত্তম থ্রি ক্লাসেস অফ ডিভোশন অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ভাগবত ইজ হিয়ার অ্যান্ড অ্যানাদার ইন পুরাণ সুরশ্রী ভিষা শাস্ত্রী হরিমুদ্দিষ্ট যা ক্রিয়া শৈব ভক্তি প্রচয়া ভক্তি পড়ার থার্ড ক্লাস বিগিনার অ্যান্ড দ্য সেকেন্ড ক্লাস লৌকিকী বৈদিকী বাপি যা ক্রিয়া ক্রিয়া ত্রিমুনে হরি শ্রীরামি কুলের দিস ইস মিডল ক্লাস অ্যান্ড ইহা যশ হরি দশ্যে কর্ম নাম অনুসারীরা নিহিলা সুপ্রবস্থাসু জীবন প্রশ্নতে ইজ হাইস্ট ক্লাস দিস ইজ অলসো টাইপ ভাগবত ক্লাসিফিকেশন দিস পৌরাণিক ক্লাসিফিকেশন তান্ত্রিক অ্যান্ড অলসো মহাপুরুষ ক্লাসিফিকেশন ওনলি উইদিন লিমিটেড উইদিন দোজ হু টেক্স দি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ আর হিয়ার ইন জেনারেল that we shall deal one day in details, not today. Now what is the time? I feel tired.
It's 4:15, Guru Maharaj.
Huh?
It's 20 minutes past 4. 20 minutes after 4.
Oh, so I close.